السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala that today we continue with Surah Yusuf, chapter number 12, and verse number 7 is our starting point. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informed us, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam saw a dream wherein 11 stars, the sun and the moon, all were prostrating, making sajda to him. And remember, the dream of such people means that it is bisharat and glad tidings. As Almighty Allah states, Lahumul Bushra fil Hayati Dunya. For them they get glad tidings in this worldly life also. Wa fil Akhirah, and in the year after. Now he told his father in privacy. His father said, La taqsus ru'yaka ala ikhwatik. Don't tell your dream to your brothers, for yakidu laka kaida. They will be plotting and planning against you. They will devise a plan against you to cause you harm because of jealousy. Today, how many of our people are so jealous? And we can't stand the other person because he has more wealth than us. He's more successful than us. Professional jealousy is rife and rampant. When you know people are bent on causing you harm, O Ummah, learn these three verses and then you will go far in life. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, as a last resort, he begged Almighty Allah, فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرُ. O Allah, I am maghloob. I am overpowered, O Allah. You defend me, you assist me. Surah 54, verse 10. Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, when he saw his people who belonged to the gay brigade, they not prepared to listen, he cried and he begged Almighty Allah, Rabbin surunni alal qawmil mufsideen. O Almighty Allah, you assist me against the people who are the mischief makers and troublemakers. Lo and behold, Almighty Allah punished him, and they were all annihilated, the enemies. Similarly, Nuh alayhi salam made dua, and then the tufan, the floods and the deluge started. And the third verse, very easy, very simple, although it's not a famous dua. Surah 40, verse 44. Surah 40, Surah Mu'min, verse 44. And that is, وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Allah, I hand over my matters and affairs to you. Verily, Allah is all observing over the servants. In the very next verse, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. So Almighty Allah states, He will protect that person from the evil, what they are plotting, planning, conspiring. Subhanallah. So read these du'as when you know people want to cause you harm. Anni maghloobun fantasir, Surah 54 verse 10. And then we read Surah 29 verse 30. Rabbin surni alal qawm al-mufsideen. And the last du'a I mentioned, wa ufawwidu amri ilallah, inna Allah basirun bil-ibad. Surah number 40 verse 44. Thereafter, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam is telling his beloved son, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, who's still very, very young, وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ. And Almighty Allah is selecting you, meaning you will be granted nubuwa, and Allah will make you a Nabi, وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَعْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala will teach you the interpretation of dreams, وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ. And Almighty Allah is completing His favors and bounties upon you, your beauty, your health, elevation in rank and status. You will become the ruler of Egypt and so many places, and you will leave a great legacy. Wa ala Ali Yaqub. And those people who follow Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, Ahl family, all the votaries, supporters, kama atammaha ala bawaik, as Almighty Allah has conferred His bounties and favors upon His parents, meaning father and grandfather, and that is Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, father Ishaq alayhi salam, grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam. Subhanallah, look at the chain. Yusuf alayhi salam, Nabi. His father Yaqub alayhi salam, Nabi. His father Ishaq alayhi salam, and Nabi. And Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, mighty messenger of Almighty Allah. Inna rabbaka alimun hakeem. Verily Almighty Allah is all-knowing and all-wise. Today's lesson, Surah Yusuf, Surah 12, verse number 7. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفَ وَإِخْوَتِهِ آيَاتٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. Indeed, in the story and episode and event of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam wa ikhwatihi and his brothers, آيَاتٌ, there are many, many signs, many, many signs, لِلسَّائِلِينَ, for those who are inquiring. When we look at today's corporate world, when we look at today's professional jealousy, when we look at the politics of the micro and the macro, how there are so much politics in organizations, in parties, in countries, and you see the world scenario, remember, read Surah Yusuf, and then you will take great, great lessons. Therefore, Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah's teacher, Atha bin Abi Rabah, who was African, dark in complexion, he used to say that when you are down, you are sad, you are grieving, read Surah Yusuf, and Almighty Allah will remove your hazan and your sadness and your despair and your grief. Because you see the vicissitudes, the ups and downs Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam went through. Now he's there. His father Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, his mother Rahil, but she passed away also. Nevertheless, we must remember now Yaqub alayhi salatu salam is there. And now father and son had a good discussion. He's listening attentively to the advices that his father is giving him. Now we see how behind the back, behind the scenes, the brothers, the jealousy, now the malice, the hatred, the rancor. Therefore, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, inna fil jasadi la mudgha, verily in the peace, in the body, there is a piece of flesh. إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. When that piece of flesh is good and corrected, the whole body will be good. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ. And when that piece of flesh is corrupted, corroded, rusted, فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. Then the whole body remains corrupted and corroded. أَلَا وَيَّ الْقَلْبِ. And that is the heart. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Look at this heart, qalb. You can turn it, twist it. We are doting on the world and the worldly attraction, glitter and glamour. Whereas the true Muslim, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ, those people who have true iman, they're intensely in love with Allah. It's Ramadan Mubarak. Why are we fasting? To make manifest our love for Allah. First 20 days, no eating, no drinking, no fulfilling our passions, lusts and desires. Last 10 days, there's a progression in that love. Ya Allah, I leave my shop, I leave my job, I leave my wife, I leave my children. All that that are so beloved to me. I come to your house, Ya Allah, and I sit for itikaf, laylan wa naharan, daytime and nighttime in your house. Asking you, begging you for Laylatul Qadr, the night of majesty and power. Then when the crescent, the new moon is sighted, for Eid al-Fitr, a new season starts. That is from 1st of Shawwal, Eid al-Fitr, to 10th of Zilhijjah, Eid al-Adha, al-Hajj ashurum ma'lumat. These 2 months and 10 days, Shawwal, Zulqadah, first 10 days of Zilhijjah, that is Mawsimul Hajj. Now the pinnacle, culmination of our love. Ya Allah, my hair is unimportant. My clothing is unimportant. My socks and shoes are unimportant. I'm wearing my towel. I'm wearing my kafan. I'm coming to your house, Ya Allah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. O Muslim, what is labbaik? It is the slogan of the lover. Everything else is secondary. Your love is supreme and primary, O Allah. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب رسولك. O Allah, grant us your love. Grant us the love of Mustafa, نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم, وحب عمل يقربنا إليك, and the love of those deeds and actions that will draw us closer, nearer to you, O Almighty Allah. Now that was Anbiya alayhimus salam, the Salihin, the pious people. Now you have the Makirin, those who are plotting, planning, conspiring. So these are the brothers. إِذْ قَالُوا لَيُوسُفُ. Now remember that there are 12 brothers. Yea, in the meeting, in the caucus, 10 brothers are there. Why? You will see now. إِذْ قَالُوا, remember when they, the brothers, said, لَيُوسُفُ, surely Yusuf alayhi salam, وَأَخُوهُ, and his brother, بِنْيَامِين, Benjamin, because they come from the same father, same mother, father Yaqub alayhi salam, mother Rahil, Rachel, and therefore they are more beloved to Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, our father. We 10, our mothers is different, and therefore we not having and seeing all that love and so forth. So all this was working on their mind. So these 10 now, having their caucus, having their private meeting, plotting, planning, conspiring. Wa makaru Allah. Wa makaru, the enemies plot and plan. Allah is his master plan. Wa makar Allah. Wallahu khairul makirin. And Almighty Allah's plan is always the master plan, the best plan. وَأَخُوهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ أَبِيْنَا. They are more beloved to our father. Meaning, Yaqub alayhi salam. He is so concerned about them. He shows the love for them, all this. Now here we need to pause and remember one thing. Mustafa Nabi Yunus sallallahu alayhi salam taught us his authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, fear Almighty Allah, وَعَدِلُوا بَيْنَ أَوْلَادِكُمْ, exercise justice amongst your children. So the question arises, was Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam being unfair? Nay, you must remember that Islamically, that what is within our power, so there you do your justice. But what is in your heart and beyond your control, so that if you show it, remember, for that there is no punishment, is not considered a sin. Example of that, Mustafa, Nabi Yunus sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had several wives at one time, and the law, justice prevailed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to all the wives after Asr, visit them, they had their turns. But remember Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love from the bottom of the Mubarak heart was more for Aisha. Allahumma la tu'akhidni fi ma la amlik. O Almighty Allah, do not take me to task for that which I do not possess. It's not in my control, but it's in your control, O Almighty Allah. So that is what they're speaking of. The love ahabbu ilayna ila abina. So they are more beloved. And this is from Allah Ta'ala's side. Today we have two wives, three wives, four wives. We have two sons, three daughters, whatever. So you love one wife more compared to the others, but you are just to all. You are good to all your children, but you have your pets, you have your favorite one. And that is the love, but you are not now favoring this one over the others. Outwardly, you are doing justice to all. So that is fine and acceptable in Islam. وَأَخُوهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ أَبِيْنَا مِنَّا. They are more beloved to our father compared to us. وَنَحَنُ أُصْبَحْ Wow, Halia, whilst we, Usba, we are so many, we are 10, they are 2. We are so powerful, we are so strong, Usba. So one is many, one is we are strong, and so forth. So how can he love them more? This is not correct. Inna abana, verily our father, in their caucus, in their private meeting, they are discussing. Lafi dalalim mubin, he is in manifest error. He is in total obvious error, a mistake. You don't translate dalal, yeah, totally astray. No. You have to look at the text and the context. Remember, this is a Nabi of Allah. If they say he's astray, they're totally kafir then. So it means that the man that is making an open, clear mistake, obvious mistake, that is what they meant there. So you need to look at the text and the context. Now suggestions are coming in. Suggestion, liquidation, elimination. You see today the enemies of Islam and Muslim, any person they feel is a threat, they liquidate him with their drones, they liquidate him with their, you know, intelligence and their secret police or whatever else. Now this is the opinions that are being shared and made, you know. Uqutulu Yusufa. So if you're starting the sentence there, Uqutulu Yusuf. Kill him, murder him. And if you're joining it with the previous ayat, Inna abana lafi dalalim mubinin iqtulu Yusuf. So that noon there you call noon a qutni. You are joining the two verses. Awitrahuhu, or you throw him. Tarah. Tarah means you throw him far away. So, awitrahuhu arda, in that piece of land far away. So where they resided and stayed in the land of Palestine, so that land there is known as Canaan, and around it is desert. So go and fling him, throw him away somewhere there in the desert. Then, yakhalu lakum waju abikum. Then the countenance of your father, the Mubarak face of your father, yakhalu lakum waju abikum, will be focused on you only. Yakhalu khali. So he will be out of the picture. That is Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. And now your father's focus will be only upon you. And then you committed this crime of either murdering Yusuf alayhi salam or flinging him and throwing him away somewhere. وَتَكُونُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ. And then after that you become people who are pious. So deep down in the inner recesses of their heart, they themselves knew that what they are plotting, planning, conspiring is a vice, is a major sin, a heinous crime. So they said, we make tawbah after that, and then the attention of the Father will be only upon us. Little did they realize, the love for Yusuf alayhi salam will increase more and more, and they will come off second best, and they'll be humiliated. And that is exactly what happened. You will see in today's world, how many people are plotting, planning against Islam and Muslims. How many people are plotting against us, ourselves? Remember that, وَلَا يَحِيكُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِ. So when they plot and plan, Almighty Allah makes that plan fall on them, and then they get humiliated, disgraced. Therefore, the shayid, the poet says, مَنَ حَفَرَ حُفْرَةً لِأَخِي وَقَافِيَا. When you dig a hole for your brother, you want him to be humiliated. Allah humiliates you and disgraces you. And we saw this how many times in our life. Izzat is solely, only in the hands, in the power of Allah. Mustafa, Nabiyuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people called him what names? Almighty Allah pacified. Console Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa la yahzunka qawluhum. Their speech should not cause you sadness or grief. Innal izzata lillahi jami'a. Honor, dignity, all that it belongs solely, only to Almighty Allah. Yet another place of the noble Quran, wa tu'izzu man tasha. Allah gives honor to whomsoever He wants. Allah disgraces and humiliates whomsoever He wants. So one brother, some ulama have said this was Yehuda. Yehuda, therefore the Jews, they call themselves Yehud. That in reverence, in respect of this one son of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam. It's not unanimous, some ulama have written that. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنُهُمْ. One of them spoke. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنُهُمْ لَا تَقْتُلُوا يُوسُفْ. Don't kill him. Don't eliminate him and liquidate him. He is our brother, albeit our half-brother. We know that the amount of love our beloved father has for him. But what you should do? وَأَلْقُوهُ فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبِّ. So throw him rather, fi ghayabatil jubbi. These are words we need to analyze and understand. You know, when you go to a desert, you might find there a well. And then that well there is not properly, you know, cemented, baked and all these things. So it is there, but it is an unbaked well. Meaning a well that is there in the ruins, a well that has some water, a well that people use sometimes, the travelers and caravans when they are passing by and so forth. So that is the meaning of jub. And when you speak of Zamzam, you say Bire Zamzam. You speak of other wells, Bire Ruma, the well which Nabi, which Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu purchased there in Madinah Munawwara and gave it as waqf for the people there. They could use it in Madinah Munawwara. So that is, it has a proper border, it is baked and it has cement and all that. So draw this distinction. One is jub, unbaked, and bir, both ways you can pronounce it. And the third thing, ghayabatil jub. Ghayabatil jub means that there is water, so if you put somebody inside, the travelers, people passing there, they will not really, you know, see him unless they throw their bucket inside and then he'll come out. And he, that person, he will not really drown, because that well is not full to capacity, but there is water, but it is shallow. So this was what he, Yehuda, suggested. They all started thinking, put on their thinking caps. They said the aim is to remove him, eliminate him, but not liquidate and murder and kill him. So this was the second ride, the second opinion. So وَأَلْقُوهُ, and you throw him. So we all 10 brothers will go and cast him, throw him, fi غَيَابَةِ الْجُوبِ, in a well that is unbaked and that is shallow. Then what will happen after this? يَلْتَقِتُهُ. You know, when you lose some money, you lose something, your watch or your cell phone. So that in our Arabic language is called lukta. You know, lost and found. So anyway, somebody picks it up, so they'll say they picked up a lukta. لِكُلِّ لَاقِتَتِن لِكُلِّ سَاقِتَتِن لَاقِتَتُن. So anyway, that for everything that falls down, somebody picks it up. So lukta. So, and for children and for people, we call it laqit. So anyway, I'm showing you how the word is used. يَلْتَقِتْهُ بَعْدُ السَّيَّارَةِ. So Yehuda, the brother, is explaining to them, he will be out, he will be there in the well, he won't drown, because the water is shallow, the travelers are passing, the caravans are passing. So Sayyara, nowadays Sayyara, we use it for cars, because it's on the move all the time. So there the people are walking, the people are coming with camel, people are coming with their mode of transport. So some caravans, some travelers. So yeah, you translate Sayyara, travelers. Yaltaqitu, they will pick him up. In kuntum fa'ilin, if you have to do something. Now they pondered, they wondered, they reflected around it, then they agreed on it. All ten. Yes, we will not kill him. Some mercy, some compassion got the better of him. Then remember, as we will carry on, they took Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam on a false pretext and so forth. And for real, this is what they did. They cast him inside. He knew now that his brothers are his enemy. He remembers what his father told him. La taqsus ru'yaka ala ikhwatik. Don't tell your dream to your brothers. Fa yakidu laka kayda. So imagine what lengths people will go to when there is jealousy, envy. People will kill also, or people will try and cause so much harm to that person. But what is the root cause? The root cause is jealousy. Take three incidents. Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, and then we see that they had Habil and Qabil. Habil's qurbani and sacrifice was accepted. Qabil's was not accepted. Because it was not accepted, what did he tell his brother? لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ, I'm going to kill you. And kill he did. Qabil killed Habil. And that was the first murder committed on this earth. All based on jealousy. Take Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam and the Pharaoh. Why did the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades not accept? All based on jealousy. We are so rich, we are so powerful, and this person dark in complexion, this person stammering and stuttering in his speech, wala yakadu yubin. So how can we accept him? So much so, when he drowned, then he wanted to accept Iman, but it was refuted, rejected, not accepted. Mustafa Nabiyuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Abu Jahl and them were asked in privacy, is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a true Nabi? They said, obviously he's a true Nabi. Then why you don't accept? If we don't accept, if we accept, then there'll be nothing left for our tribe. So it was a tribal feud, hence based on jealousy, arrogance. Jealousy, arrogance normally goes hand in hand. And therefore they refuted Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Ummah, we are in the month of Ramadan. Let us try and remove this pride, arrogance, this jealousy and envy. And you will see, you will sleep better, and you will have more peace in our lives. May Almighty Allah unite our hearts and accept us for His deen. Wa akhiru da'wana, anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.